Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Craft 44, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here is your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kit Branch, on location at Craft 44. Well, we'll be each and every Wednesday, but we're here on Tuesday tonight because of some city championship week festivities for the entire season. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Craft 44. And join us, the head coach of the Pirates, Coach Pender.
How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good, Coach. We've had a rough stretch here the last couple of weeks. We go to Effingham last week and didn't play very well and get beat really, really bad. I'm not even going to mention the score. We got to cover the Effingham game, then we'll get into that other game. So we won't mention the score, but just talk about the Effingham game a little bit.
Well, I mean, we started off, you know, the way the whole thing went with penalties. You know, we ended up having a on the opening kickoff, we had a penalty, so we had to start at our own 10-yard line, and we started moving the ball really well. We did it right down the field on them, and then we threw an interception on a misread, and then our first three possessions, defense held. They did strong on the first possession, made a punt. We got the ball back. We were driving down again, and then we dropped the snap. And after we dropped the snap, that was the second turnover, and then. Our defense comes up with another good stop, and then they punt the ball and pin us deep, and then we threw our second interception on another misread. We threw it right to the defense back, and then they get the ball on the 17-yard line, and they were able to score, and that just kind of killed our momentum, you know, pretty much after the third turnover. And then we made a quarterback change, and we started to get rolling a little bit offensively. We just, had long fields to go, and, you know, we were able to put the ball in the end zone a couple times, but obviously it wasn't enough to win it.
Coach, this is a crazy year. Turnovers, you talk about turnovers all year. Have you ever had a season where we turn the ball over the way we turn the ball over, but then we don't create any turnovers on the other team? We must be very, very bad in the negative on the turnover side for the year.
Oh, we are for sure. We have not got very many turnovers at all defensively. Offensively, we turn the ball over way too much. And that's why our record is 3-5. You know, you don't win a lot of ball games or hardly any when you turn the ball over as much as we have, or not being able to create turnovers. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we got to get better at and improve on if we're going to, you know, turn this thing around.
Coach, we're 3-5, 0-2 in the region. A lot of people are counting us out of the playoff picture, but, you know, there's still a chance we can still make the playoffs.
There is. There's the playoff scenario. Obviously, if we win these next two games, we're in the playoffs still. And there's another scenario that we'll go around with winning just one of the games that has to happen. But, you know, our defense will have to show up and hold the team to only 7 points in order for us to win and get it. So that's very important. And then, you know, offensively, we got to score some points.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a two-way street.
Coach, offensively, we did have some bright spots in the football game. Our run game, for the most part, was pretty good. Most of the night, we were able to run the ball, especially when you brought Anthony Mountain in at quarterback. Talk a little bit about the run game and offensive line and how they run block.
Well, the run game was the bright spot, you know, for the most part. Yeah, Anthony Mountain did a real good job. I think him and Jalen Trippins both rushed for over 70 yards apiece. And we outgained Effingham. You know, yardage-wise, we outgained them. But we did turn them all over three times. And, we never stopped them either after that, after their first two punts. But offensive line's been doing a good job all year in the run game. they're going to have their hands full this Friday night, so it's going to definitely be a challenge up front. And if we can win this battle up front, we can win this game.
Coach, your quarterback situation, it just seems like every week one plays well, one doesn't play well, and it's just vice versa.
That's every day.
Back and forth.
That's every day. That's not just in the game. That's in practices too. I mean, it's all the time. Both those kids are competitive. They work hard, but one, you honestly think that one's going to really take over and do well, and then all of a sudden he does awful, and then the other one gets in and he does good for a little bit. Well, he's going to do good, and then a little bit later he does bad. So the inconsistency is huge. Both those kids are given 100% effort. They're trying, you know, really hard. They're trying to learn. They're trying to do the right things to get better. It's just, it's a process. And some people, it takes a little bit longer than others.
This is the Brunswick Head Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, I'll ask you the question. Can you reveal who's going to start Friday night at quarterback against Glenn Academy?
I can't until Wednesday after practice. If it was tonight, right now, Anthony Mountain would get the start. Both of them are going to play, you know, today during team. We rotated both of them consistently. No rhyme or reason to the rotation. Just getting them all in. And we'll see how it goes. I know both quarterbacks are working hard. They're both learning the game plan. And whoever looks like they're executing the game plan better. I haven't had a chance to watch today's practice yet on film, but I'll evaluate the practice there. I'm going to evaluate it. But just like we do with the running backs, the receivers, offensive linemen, defensive backs, we're treating the quarterbacks the same way. If you do good, you play. If you don't, you sit on the bench.
Coach, talk about your wide receivers. We had the Patterson kid call his first touchdown pass Friday night. And, you know, but we had some drops too, and we weren't consistent catching the football, and I know that's been, that kind of eats at you sometimes.
Definitely, you know, yeah. And this Friday night's going to be no different. If we can win the one-on-one battles in the passing game, we're going to have success. If we can't win those one-on-one battles, we won't have success. If you're wide open and you drop the football, it's going to hurt you, because we're not going to be wide open a bunch of times. They always play very good defense, you know, and we're going to have to play our A game. But the inconsistency, you know, at quarterback and at receivers, but sometimes the receivers, you know, are supposed to make the quarterback look good and vice versa. But right now it's kind of doing the opposite, where the quarterback will make some really good throws and the receivers will either run the wrong route or drop the ball, or vice versa. You know, the receivers will do what they're supposed to do, and the quarterback will throw the ball out of bounds or in the dirt.
Coach, I do have to mention this, and I know you can't talk about it, but I am. The penalties at Effingham last Friday night were just—it was one-sided, and it was frustrating to broadcast that football game and look down and the same referee calling a holding penalty five times in the first half, and four of them killed drives that we had.
It is real frustrating with the penalties looking the way they do, especially when you watch it on film. But our team is a big momentum team, you know, right now, and how many penalties that we had that killed and stalled our drives was insane. I mean, absolutely insane. Six.
Yep.
Six penalties that we had stalled six of our drives. And if you look at the times we did score, even with the turnovers, if we don't stall those penalties, and I'm talking about us getting a 25 or 30 yard gain being having a holding call, and then when we go back on the film, we can't figure out who it is was holding. And we have the wide view. We have the end zone view. We can see it from behind. We can see the white hat throwing the flag. We're trying to see where is it coming from. And I don't know. I mean, I can show you the film. You can see for yourself. But that kind of stuff is frustrating.
That's got to be frustrating as a coach when somebody, the referee comes to the sideline and tells you somebody held, and you get on the kid's case and go back and watch the film, and it's not there.
Case in point, Friday night, right at the end of the half, we had a kid, Jalen Carter. They said that he hit a kid late out of bounds. And I saw the kid fall out of bounds. I didn't know that he didn't hit him. I just took the referee's word for it. He threw the flag, said who it was. So I spent part of the halftime ripping this kid for a personal foul. And then he's looking at me like he didn't know what he did. So then I go and I watch the film. He don't hit him late. The kid runs and slips on the tarp out of bounds, and they throw the flag. So that's the kind of stuff that's frustrating. Then we have to kick off from our own 25-yard line to start the half. And, yeah, again, it's momentum killers. When you look at field position all night long, you know, one, you got to give credit to them with a good kicker. They were able to get the ball and pin us on field position quite a bit, making us hardly ever having to get a return because they keep kicking at the end zone. And then, you know, you add the penalties on top of that, it really kills field position. I think the past two games, Kip, we've averaged starting around the 20-yard line, and the teams that we've been playing against have averaged starting on our 49.
That makes a big difference. When we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit about halftime, come out in the second half, and we'll cover that in the second half of the show. So more to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Kraft 44, the only Kraft burger place on the mainland, on New Jessup Highway in the old Roasting Jack. Kraft 44 selection makes the mouth water. Try the Korean barbecue burger with a glaze of Korean barbecue sauce topped with a kimchi slaw. More than just burgers, too. Wings, salads, subs, full bar, daily lunch specials, live music, and 7 55-inch TVs. Kraft 44, 912-275-7135 for pickup. And find them on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Grant on location at Kraft 44. This segment brought to you by Kraft 44 and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, we go in at halftime only down 14-6. You know, as bad as we played in the first half with the turnovers and the penalties and just things that went against us, we were still in the football game. So talk a little bit about what you talked about at halftime with the team.
Well, halftime I got them pretty good. We were in the game, but yeah, I didn't feel we were playing really good football. And we're letting them know it, but apparently it didn't work. My halftime speech was awful because when we came out in the second half, we didn't show up at all. We started off with a penalty. And when we had the penalty on, you know, they scored really easy running straight down our throats. And we challenged the defense at halftime, too. But our defense did not even gave up. Didn't even play the second half at all. It was embarrassing to watch the film and even to live it the way we played of the second half of that ball game.
Coach, this is run defense. It hadn't just been this year. It's been the last decade or more. Me and Teddy talk about it in the broadcast every week. The blueprint for the last, since at least 2010, the Beat Brunswick has run the football between the tackles, and it just seems like year after year after year, we just struggle stopping the run.
You got to find defensive linemen that are. We get a couple every so often. We don't have enough. We need some defensive linemen that can come in there and stop the run. We need linebackers that have guts. You know, and then that's, you know, they got to go in there and they got to stick their nose in there. We got to take on a lead block. We got to take on a kick out, and we don't do that. And that's a big problem. But teams can run power and counter at you all night long, and you don't stop it, then You know, that's the fundamental run plays. You got the lead, trap, counter, and power. If you cannot stop those plays, teams are going to eat you up. And right now, we can't stop. We can't stop that because it's wanted. It's straight out wanted. Kids are put in the right place. We gotta want to do it, and we gotta will to do it, and that's not happening.
Coach, our defense, like you said, we can't stop the run. But Effingham didn't really have to throw the ball a whole lot the other night. I mean, scheme-wise, what can we do? I mean, you say we got to have want to, but...
You talk about putting people... we want to put people in the box.
Right.
You said you want to go either... You want to outnumber them in the box. And you usually only outnumber by one in the box, typically, because you got to also worry about the passing game. We try to outnumber by two in the box. But again, when you have an ISO coming at you and you're a linebacker, you're supposed to meet it. You're supposed to go head on. But if you sit there and just bounce your feet up and down, wait for the blocker to get there, then you don't get off the blocks. It doesn't matter what you do. I mean, we line up in a five-man front. We line up in a four-man front. We did an 8-man in the box. We did 7-man in the box. The only thing we can do now is put everybody in the box and let them have wide receivers wide open. So schematically, that's not the issue. The issue is drive and wanting to get it done, or understanding it. Maybe that's the case. Maybe we just don't understand what we're doing.
Coach, have you contemplated playing some kids both ways to kind of get your best players on the field all the time if we are struggling in some areas of on the football field?
We have. We talked about it. And that's something that I think as a coaching staff we need to do a better job at is doing that a little bit. Now, when it comes to stopping the run, there's no one on the offense that's going to help.
I hear you, Coach. You're listening to the Fire Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, consistency, that's a word that you've harped on all year, and we're just not a consistent football team. Offensively, we're not consistent in all phases of the game, and on defense, we're not consistent at all, and in special teams, we're not consistent. So we show flashes of good stuff, but then we show flashes of bad stuff. So I know the consistency question is something that really you've harped on all year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got to get better. I mean, I keep saying that all the time. That's the key. The key to us winning and having victories is being consistent in what we're doing. Being consistent in the mental aspect, being consistent in the physical aspect, and making sure we have that want to. And that's been the main focus of what we've been talking about since day one.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747. We're online at airadjusters.com, and let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pinner on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Craft 44. This segment is brought to you by Southern Hardware, Air Adjusters, and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. Coach, the region race, break it down for us. Give me some scenarios on how the Brunswick High Pirates can make the playoffs.
Win
the next two.
Win the next two, and you're in. No bones about it. So that's it. We still control our own destiny as far as that's concerned. If we happen to fall, then we have to beat Bradwell. If we fall Friday night, we'd have to beat Bradwell. And beat Bradwell, we'd have to hold Bradwell to 7 points or less in that deal. And because you look at, and then we got to hope Effingham loses the rest of their games. We got to hope that Bradwell don't win any other games besides the Effingham game to have a three-way tiebreaker. If you have a three-way tiebreaker, it goes to points allowed in the game. All right, so we obviously lost the tiebreaker with Effingham because it beat us head-to-head as far as that's concerned. But when it goes to points allowed, they allowed only 8 points to I'm sorry, they only scored 8 points.
Okay.
And then they gave up, I forgot how many points they gave up. So basically, we were doing the math, and someone who was smarter than me told me, hey, Bradwell Institute, hold them under 7 with a victory, and you're in. If they score more than that, we will lose the tiebreaker.
We'll lose the tiebreaker.
So the only way to ensure us getting in is for us to win both games.
What if Effingham beat Richmond Hill, and then we beat Bradwell, and Bradwell loses to Richmond Hill, and just as you know, we end up with one. Wouldn't we go head to head then? If us and Bradwell were tied,
if it's just us and Bradwell tied, correct. If it's just us, if it's just us tied, it's head to head.
So we need to win these next two, then we'll be in,
right,
for sure.
And then I'll worry about the other scenarios is after Friday night. Right now, I'm concentrating on winning Friday. If we win Friday night but lose to Bradwell, we'll be out. We won't win. We won't be in.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we play those people this week. I don't like to mention their names. I got a daughter that goes there, so we're not talking a whole lot this week. But I don't like losing to them people. I know you don't like losing, period. But the people who grew up in this town, they just don't like them. They don't like us. We don't like them. And that's just the way it is when it comes to sports.
Well, we're going to give our best effort, that's for sure.
Tell us about Glenn Academy. You know, looking at Glenn, I feel like they're susceptible in the passing game. You can make some big plays on their secondary if you can protect the passer and get the ball off. Talk a little bit about their strengths and weaknesses.
Their strength is definitely in the run game and in stopping the run. Their defense is very strong. Their kicking game is very strong. Defensively, they're going to try to keep 7 in the box all the time. They're going to run a 3-4 defense. They're going to play cover 4 mainly. Some man coverage mixed in it, or it's called match.
Okay.
You know, we call it match coverage because it's man within the zone. They'll run some box 1. They mix up the coverages, but not too much. Their blitzing game is very good. They are very sound. You can tell they are coached up well on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to bring heat. They're going to try to bring more than you can block. And that's, you know, to do that, they don't let you develop your routes. Because if you do create time, if you do have time for your quarterback in developing, you can eat them up in the secondary. So you got to make sure you do that. And then there's going to be a lot of one-on-one matchups. You have to win the one-on-one matchups when you're playing against a defense like that. And we're going to have to be consistent, something we haven't done all year, and moving the ball all the way down the field because they have a kicker that's going to kick the ball in the end zone every single time. Their punter can mash it. So they know how to change field position. So we have to be able to drive the football the length of the field. And they're good at making you do that. Defensively, number one thing, you got to stop the run. All right, they're a traditional option team,
right?
But they do run the power, and they do run the counter like every other team. So we have to stop those things. We got to be ready for it. We do have the game plan to do it, and I'm sure they have a game plan for us. And it's going to come down to execution and doing the little things right.
Because they're pretty stout on the defensive line. We're pretty good on the offensive line. Is that going to be a key matchup Friday night?
Without a doubt. Yeah, we're going to have to be able to move the ball on the ground just simply with the inconsistency of our passing game. You know, I hate to say that because, you know, we're usually pretty good on passing. I mean, every team I've ever had, this is by far the most inconsistent football team I've had since 2007.
Coach, special teams wise, Glenn's always good in special teams, and we didn't play that well on special teams last week against Effingham. What do we got to do in special teams to not give up any cheap points to get the ball game out of whack?
Kick coverage. Number one thing is going to be kick coverage and kick protection.
Because they can run the kick. They're good at kickoff return.
They're very good at it. So we got to make sure we cover the kickoff return very well. As much as we bring kickoff return, you think we'd be good at it. But no, it's because everyone kicks the ball in the end zone. I think we're the only team in the region that don't have a kicker that can kick it into the end zone. We got to fix that next year. We got to have a kicker that gets the ball into the end zone. That's a big problem that we have right now. It puts us at a huge disadvantage in the kicking game. But we have to cover well. We have to cover our punts well. We got to be able to protect them. We had a punt block last week, and we had a extra point block last week. So we got to make sure we do better there as well.
Coach, it's City Championship Week. Have you noticed any extra juice in practice? The kids got a little extra pep in their step, or is the intensity is probably a little bit better this week in practice, don't you think?
Yeah, and the focus is better. You don't have to say much to them about that. What you do say, they're very attentive. They're looking. They want to get right. The want to in practice is there. In the meetings, it's there. We got to be able to translate it to actually applying what we're learning and what we're trying to do on Friday nights.
Coach, this is a series where the unexpected happens a lot. Nobody's given us a chance in the football game, in this community, but I know they're down there reading the headlines. I know they're thinking that they're just going to come out and they're going to blow us out. And there's been scenarios like that on both sides in years past that's come back to bite the overconfident team. So our kids, not given much of a shot, but sometimes you like to be in those positions.
That's why you play the game on Friday night. You don't play the game in the newspaper. You don't play the game on people running their mouths. It's done between the lines. We're going to give our best effort. I do believe our kids are going to give 100%. I do think our kids are going to play extremely well. So we'll go out and we're going to give them our best shot. We'll see what happens.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Craft 44 and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Sean Pender Show. I'm Kip Branch for Coach Pender signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!